What is this?
It's 26 degrees.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to 26 Degrees, Miami Hurricanes Football Barbershop Talk. We are back. It's about that time. I'm your host with the most, your main man, Larian, here with my regular cast and crew. Got the real field general here, X. X, say what's up to the people.
What's up, good people? How y'all feeling, man? Football season is back. We on a kick your ass tour. We ain't trying to do no revenge. It's just kick your ass tour. And Stafford, you in the way. You in the way first week, so.
Yeah, we the 100 now. We the 100. Yeah, that position, yeah. That, we can't play that underdog shit no more.
Yeah, we the
big dog shit
alpha.
Now.
Yeah, we the alpha. We the lion. We got to let it know, like, this our territory, so.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Along with him, we got our own chef / AC man, D-Rob. D-Rob, jack of all trades, boy. Say what's up to the people, man.
What's going on? Hey, man. Hey, I'm a chef / AC mechanic. Hey, whatever you need, man. Business coming soon.
Hey, I ain't mad at it, bro. I tell people all the time, the more you know, the less you spend. That's just
You
ain't got to put out the house. You know, you do your own car work, you do your own AC work, you do your own just handyman work. That's money that stay in the house, bro. If you decide to send it out the house, they can't play with you. They might try to hit you with something. Nah, bro. It ain't that. I already checked. It ain't that. Nah, we doing this, not that. I see the game you're trying to play. And when they see that, though, most of the time, they just back up off you. Anyway, you know the game. We ain't gonna be able to, we ain't gonna be able to jack them for no extra bread. But, yeah, man, football season is upon us. About that time. I honestly still feel like we just finished football, which is a blessing as a Miami Hurricanes fan. We got the opportunity to play so late. Obviously, the last game of the year that, you know, we already back off of a, you know, brief trip, man. But, you know, it's so crazy, too, because one on that deep run allowed, you know, guys like Jackson Cantwell to come out there to the games. You know, so our freshman been around the program and, you know, was able to get out there and practice and everything. Man, I got to practice against Ruben Bain. Mezzador, can you imagine? Like, I don't think, even as a freshman, think they're gonna have a lot out there for him that he ain't seen yet. We'll get into a little bit of how we think, you know, week one depth chart looks like, so on and so forth. But we're gonna go through basically the entire schedule. I think y'all probably could guess our records, so we'll try to make it a little interesting, throw a few scores in there too. Hey, look, I'm not gonna lie and just throw in losses, you know, for the hell of it. I done had to get them losses when I knew they were real, so. You know, I'm just not going to throw a loss in there for loss sake, but we'll see what it is. But before we get into that, man, speaking of last year's game, we had a tight end, and, you know, we missed a little tight end depth this season, losing Luka Gilbert. So would you guys be for bringing back number 87, Alex Bauman, back to the squad?
Yeah, for firing, for target, for target practice. And I'm talking about with real live ammo.
No.
Man, real live ammo, man. He got us doing, man, nightmares about Indiana.
Man. I'm still hating to blame it on the guy.
But nah, he deserves it.
That's one of them times where I got to go, hey, that's you, though. Man, you really cost us the chip, dog.
You know the crazy thing? Everybody been watching playbacks of all the games and stuff, man. Every goddamn game, this man was really bad at blocking.
Oh, he was.
Like, really bad.
I hated he was ever out there. I just felt like what a non-playmaker he was. Like, I just didn't get it. You know, we could have some good playmakers at tight end. I mean, we tight end you. So I'm like, why is he out there? Like, why is he our best option? You know, that's one area where we got to kind of step it back up as far as like raising the floor again on the traditional Miami tight end, because, you know, we obviously Elijah Royo, shout out, got a preseason little touchdown last night. I'm telling, I told people, watch out for boy year two. Watch out for boy year two.
Hey, Larry, you know when he caught that touchdown, I instantly thought of you. I was like, boy, Larry, 49 is gonna be in trouble.
I called it. I was like, bro, do not. One, I wanted him, number one, to be honest with you, because Kittle getting a little old. And then I also now understand when you bring it, you going to get Cam. I was like, bro, get his a tight end as a quarterback best friend. Go ahead and get him that weapon. And who we do it against? The tight ends. And Cam, we praying for you still, brother. Oh, God, you got some work to do yourself, but you were drafted number one for a reason. That team is ass. So, you know, try to stay alive. That's going to be the key. Try to stay alive just a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Until they can get that team, you know, up to par, man. Because
I think they made a mistake. Yeah.
Dropping passes. Now, what you about to say, D-Row?
The mistake that they made, I think they should have went and got an offensive lineman. I think that's going to be – you can have all the receivers all you want, but if you ain't got nobody that's going to block for you, you know what I'm saying, to hold at least 3-4 seconds or however long to get them the ball, like, he going to be in trouble again. You know what I'm saying? I don't think they need it.
But, yeah. No, you're right. When you that bad, and I do think their O-line was one of the worst ones in the league, you absolutely right. But at that point, maybe at the top of the second, I might just go there because, you know, a lot of people did that. Remember a couple years ago, everybody was going college quarterback, college wide receiver. Well, we didn't have that elite wide receiver that was college level worthy. But I thought Arroyo was in that, you know, he was probably top five tight ends, one of the top end.
I mean,
in a good tight end draft too. In a good tight end.
He was elite. If you comparing his like as athleticism, the way he how fast he is, he can block. He did everything you want as a tight end. So, they should have been.
The only knock would be his durability. He just needs to show that he could do it a little bit longer. And of course, you can improve on your blocking. But you know, whatever. I still would have rather him been a problem for the Jaguars and the Colts instead of my damn Niners. I think boy gonna cause some trouble, man. We'll see. He gonna make my fantasy roster for sure. not an early pick because I think he's still a sleeper, but he will be on the roster. But yeah, what y'all boys think, man? On some things being implemented as far as like these guys, you know, I brought up Ballman to talk about just the tight ends. I mean, about players coming back from the pro level. So you know, you got Jack Pyburn who just went out there and had a couple of sacks playing with Tampa Bay. He entered the transfer portal. You had the
Daquan Wright.
Yeah, Daquan Wright. Yeah, that's what I was about to go to next. Who was with the Browns. And then he coming back. What's y'all general thoughts on? I get it. But what y'all thoughts? And also, you know, while we at it, these conferences are putting rules in place. So really more than we even think about the players coming back, because we kind of talked about that last time, is these conferences. Do y'all agree with the conference moves where Big Ten has already put it in place? Basically, if you sign the deal with the NFL, you're done. Go ahead,
Ryan. I agree with that, man. Like, you jumped your ass in that draft. You know what I'm saying? You didn't get drafted for whatever reason. And now you're trying to come, you done got a taste of the NFL, the strength and conditioning program and all that. And now you're trying to come back to college. Nah, man. Like, no, you better thug it out, get cut, work your way, go to the UFL or wherever else you need to do and do that. Like, I mean, it was all fun. Like, okay, it's a chance we can get Daquan right or if we really wanted to. But then after thinking about it, it's like, nah, man, like, no, stay where you at. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you set that precedence where you could just let that shit's going to happen like every year. You're going to have so many people just like, let me just go to the draft and see if I get drafted. Oh, I ain't get drafted. All right, let me just run back to college. And you know what I'm saying? And basketball set that precedence when they was letting them kids come back and go. It just the NFL fought. Well, not the NFL, but yeah, the college football or NFL, they kind of follow suit where they allowing that stuff. But I'm glad that the Big Ten, that thing has passed. These other conferences are going to do the same thing, pass that. The only thing I will say is if if they continue to go to the NFL and hop in the portal, their best bet is probably going to be G5 or FCS. That's the best they're probably going to be able to do, because I don't think that the G5 schools are going to say, hey, nah, you can't come back if you want to. And, you know, you're just going to make us better. But I think for the P4 schools, like, man, nah.
I think kind of to that point where these other conferences are stopping them, they're not allowing it to happen. I honestly, you know, we joked around and, you know, talked about bringing in a guy. They even, you know, I think it was some serious consideration for Pyburn, but I don't even know if Mario would have done that, because he could have came to us in the first place. He decided to go to Florida. So, you know, sometimes you gotta be like, nah, I'm good on you. That's like that girl that turned you down the first time. Now she's sniffing around. You like, nah, I'm cool on you, bro. You don't want over there. I know who you was with. You was with that Lane. I'm good. You ain't finna dirty up my resume. You know, I think major for the guys, it's just a money play mostly. These guys just, they going to make more money coming back to college for one more year. And so I think the conferences are almost getting a little bit of a ego about it. Like they getting used, which is the truth. You would end up getting used. And I do think once you make that decision, man, I do think it's time to get out the way. Once you make that call, it's time to get out the way. The ACC is supposed to be meeting on the 26th. This is the 25th when we recorded. So they probably going to pass something similar. The SEC, I think that is already enacted. Only thing I didn't like was that they was like, this is more reason why we need to push for the Save College Sports Act. I said, yeah, I knew they were going to sneak that shit in there. What I hate the most college, about this.
Protect College Football Act. Yeah, that's bogus. I don't like it because, I mean, you know, hey, you had your opportunity, man, to go to the league. You didn't make it. Obviously, it's other little leagues out there, but I mean, hey, don't come back to college. Like, let the guys in college. You know what I'm saying? Not, but it's a 1 year thing, so they can only do it this year. They can't do it next year anyway. So, but yeah, it's just a, you know,
if it goes official, yeah. And you know, yeah. On top of that, I think. And we'll kind of close on this point on this subject, man, so we can get to some real shit concerning winners. I would worry about my chemistry on my team. You build in like a locker room, like, for example, Miami kicked out kids that don't fit the culture right now. You know, young men, I'll say, not necessarily kids, but young men that didn't fit the culture for whatever reasons they had going on. When you got a mission in mind, a championship mindset, and a culture that you're not going to bend on, it's tough to bring in a guy that wasn't even here with us, like, none of this time. Like, he literally about to show up before kickoff. It's like, what? Who this dude? You know what I mean? So, naturally, I don't care what you say, it's going to be some resentment, and it's going, and you're going to feel like these coaches full of shit, and that'll make your team crumble somewhat from the inside, because you just ain't going to, I'm going to feel the way too. I'm feeling way too, like, dog, you weren't out here with us, bro. You weren't out here with us. You made your choice. You thought that you were ready for that level. It didn't go that way. Ain't no hard feelings. But yeah, you really don't belong in this locker room. Let's be honest with you. You just don't belong
in this. Then what about the players that plays that position? Now they saying, well, damn, coach, I done did all this through spring and summer workouts, and now you finna bring in a dude. And like, all right, you know what I'm saying? Now you gotta worry about player retention. You got to worry about recruits. It's just a lot that you don't want to put yourself into. But
for a guy, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, a guy that will make my team
for one season. Like, one season.
Exactly. I'm cool, man. I'm not about I'm not about to ruin everything I got going on in here. Especially if these guys weren't even on that team. That's the other part. It's crazy. It'd be different. Like, I started off joking about bringing Ballman back. But you bring in a Jack Pyburn, like, bro, we don't know. Nobody in this room know you like that. Somebody might have played ball with you because he was in Jacksonville back in the day, but, like, you're not of this culture. So, yeah, I just think you bring it in a misfit. I guess with LSU, with the right situation, that makes some sense because he's coming from Ole Miss. And then Lane went over from Ole Miss to LSU.
But no, he was already at LSU. He was at LSU already.
He was at LSU last time? Okay, I thought it was the other way around.
The tight end and the tackle was at Ole Miss, but Jack was at LSU already.
Well, that's what I meant. Not yeah. I was talking about tight end. The tight end was at Ole Miss, and now he's going to LSU.
Yeah.
You're going with Lane now. So I'm like, okay, they did get a few guys leave Ole Miss that went to LSU. For the most part, they actually did a pretty good job keeping a lot of those guys there, but a decent amount and some damn good players end up going to LSU. But anyways, season breathing down our neck. So we are going to take a look at what we expect to be a good season. I anticipate all around. I heard, be honest with you, I don't even know whose space it was, but I was like outside doing work and stuff. I had a little speaker on and some guys earlier was doing a lot of season predictions, man. And they had a lot of people come on up. And I'll say this, hate us or love us, we got a lot of love in that space. It wasn't all Canes fans for sure. Definitely wasn't that. So it's not just us that have these high expectations. There's a lot of Miami, Texas, Miami, Georgia, Miami, Oregon. So fret not, we ain't the only ones that think this is something that actually might be, you know, really something that could be special again. We can run it back and maybe even be better this year than we was last year. So with no further ado, let's dig into the schedule, man. Game one, lame ass Friday night. 9 o'clock in Stanford, California. We go out there and play Stanford. I thank God this is the day I'm getting married. Since the game coming on so late and I'm getting married. Hell, I got time to get married, go home, take a nap. Cause we just doing something light right around the corner. We, you know, have just my parents are coming, her parents, whatever. So it'll be real light. I'm back. Take me a nap and then wake up to watch this 9 o'clock kickoff in Stanford, California. So, X, what you got? What it look like for us? First game out the gate.
Oh man,
Friday night.
First game out the gate Friday. The boys got to travel across town. I mean, country. Get used to the time.
That's midnight for them.
Yeah, that's midnight. I got us. I'd say like 45-3 maybe, man. I just said it. This kick your ass season, man. So after you're in the way, man. Yeah. First dips.
We really gonna sell out it going. Yeah. What you got, D-Rob?
Oh man, they gonna come out inspired. That's probably the most excitement they're going to have when they first come out their tunnel and when the ball kick off. But then after that, that shit going downhill. You're not going to start a six-year walk-on quarterback that hasn't played in 2 years and think that that's your best chance to beat. Well, it might be their best chance to win a game, but it ain't going to be nowhere near your best chance to beat us. So I think we gonna run it up. Like I said, I got it like 47-6. I don't think they get in the end zone. I think they might get two field goals. That's it. If they get in the end zone, I'd be very shocked. It might be like a busted cut, something crazy. But nah, we running that shit out their own building, man.
Yeah, boy, hard boy.
Hey, stick to golf.
I'm giving
it. Tiger Woods University, stick to golf.
Right? I don't like it's Friday. I don't like it's basically midnight for us. Talent wise, we way better than Stanford. So I'm not. There's no fear about the outcome of this game. I do think game one will lean heavier into the run for sure. We ain't gonna want to show a lot because Stanford sucks. So you know I think we're gonna keep it real vanilla, real bland. Play some bully ball. And I got the score lower because I just think we're going to run the clock and just kind of beat them up and bully them for a lot of that game. So I got it Miami 35, Stanford 7. I think they get a boo-boo touchdown toward the end of the game. Maybe we playing some guys deep and, you know, some miscommunication on the back end on something like that. And they, you know, they bust one late in the fourth. I'm talking about late in the game. Game over. Yeah, game over. What'd you say, D-Rock?
You said maybe they bust one. Pause.
Oh, man. Okay. I'll take my fine. Oh, I ain't catch that one at all. Good one. Good catch. Good catch. All right. So everybody agrees 1-0 out the gate. Handy victory. Shouldn't be nothing too crazy about that. Other than the fact that, like I said, it's kind of weird that it's a Friday night. So it's just going to be.
Hey,
go ahead.
Let's a little ugly. We all can kind of agree that Meezy probably going to be skeptical and say something like 27-13.
Man, I don't know, bro. Hey, running game, they might get one on us, man. Yep.
I can see it. You're right. We'll put Meezy down for honorary 27-13. Oh man, that's funny. next game.
That's wild.
Yeah, you know, this obviously light work. This is just back to the crib. But another ugly, what is this? We played 6 days later on a Thursday night, bro. What the fuck? ACC, what are we doing? This is ridiculous. Our schedule started off so disrespectful. I'm appalled, man. But yeah, Thursday night at The Rock, Florida A&M. What you got, D-Rob?
Man, I got it. I got like 60-3. Ain't nothing. I think this is the game where we're gonna be able to at least get a glimpse of what Luke Nickel can possibly do, just to see where he at. I don't think Mr. might play like 3 quarters, if that, 2.5 quarters. I think after that, I think they just gonna let the young Bulls just get in there and just do what they think. I think we can afford to do that.
No doubt. We'll look like X.
Yeah, and what, 60-63? I'm gonna give them a touchdown, 63-7, because in the fourth quarter, they gonna probably most likely have their starter still in, and we gonna have nothing but freshmen walk-ons.
Yeah.
And give them 7, like, you know what I'm saying? We'll see Coach Heatherman throw his headset on the field because they done gave up to the guy. So
he don't want no numbers regardless. No doubt. I'm gonna give it I'm gonna go 63-0 running clock. You know, they're gonna come out, have a gentleman's agreement. Like, it's gonna get ugly fast. Mara said, hey man, we're just gonna run that clock in the second half. Coach, you cool with that, right? Yeah, we appreciate you, big dogs. Let's go on back to the house, lick our wounds, get on back to Tallahassee and get back right. Yeah. Bloodbath. Not really talk about the normal shit. Now, again, game 3. This one on the road again, but again, it's on a Friday night. This time it buys us one more day as opposed to shortening it.
Is that the Wake Forest game?
Yeah.
Didn't they move that to Saturday, right?
Did they?
No, that's Central Michigan game. They moved to Saturday. My bad.
Yeah Central Forest Michigan Saturday, yeah. Well, I say last I just checked, yeah, it was it's on Friday night. They got disrespectful. All this Friday night, you know, try players, man. Put us on TV, we compete with them high school boys and shit. It's the only trolls they can get off right now. This the only trolls they can truly get off. I'm like, yeah, laugh now, cry later. You can get the shit off beginning of year, because after that shit gone. I do agree, especially after Mario said he absolutely hate Friday night games. And then the AC said, fuck you, here. They go 2 Friday night games. Friday night, Wake Forest at Wake Forest. What you thinking, D-Rock?
I would say I say 37-13. I think I will say this about Wake Forest. They will be well coached. I think Jake Dickert, whatever his name is, he's actually not a bad coach. He will have them prepared. Their defense is actually They have an okay defense. Offensively, I still think that, I mean, they got the quarterback that was at North Carolina, Gio Lopez, who really wasn't that good. So I don't see nothing going. I don't think them taking no shots deep, no deep ball, no nothing. They probably going to run the ball. But outside of that, yeah, I think it's going to be like a 37-13 or something like that. You know what I'm saying? I just don't want us to kind of like sleepwalk through it. You know what I'm saying? Because they're gonna be well prepared. They're gonna be ready to play. They can't match up against us, but they're gonna be well prepared. They're gonna be ready.
No doubt. What you got there, Ed?
I'm going 45-7. I'm going 45-7. They in the way. Get your ass out the way.
And they you know, I don't. This is just another team. I do agree with you, D-Rod. I think it'll be well coached. I just think, just talent gap wise, I think they're too far away. And the only thing I really believe they got going for them is that it's at home. Other than that, and Wake Forest is, you know, they ain't gonna have no raucous crowd. It might be more, might see more orange and green in that bitch than black and gold. Keeping honest with you, and that's in North Carolina. So they won't even really be able to lean on that home field advantage, especially on a Friday night. So they put them in a bad spot with that too. So you're not gonna get the people that might have pulled up because you're doing it on a Friday night. So I see us walking in, walking out. You know, you might see a little decent Mensa game, throw the football around just a little bit early, and I think we get out of there pretty clean. I think we're going to score a lot of points this year. So let me go 45-13. All right. So that's three out. We 3-0 so far. Next game on the schedule. We got a – you have – now you got an extra day going, you know, one more extra day finally. And we finally on the right schedule. So we play Central Michigan at home. McElwain ain't out there no more, is he? McElwain ain't coach. I'm about to look that up.
I think he got let go. I think they have somebody else. Yeah. Oh no, he had retired. That's what he had retired.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
he ended up retiring.
What they gonna do? Okay. So what you got? No McElwain. Yeah,
no McElwain. I got it. 45-0, man. Blowout. 45-0. Don't waste your breath. Another game where you're going to see, I think the running backs, they're going to let the running backs do their thing. And it's just going to, you know, it's just going to, we're going to run all over them for over 300. 45-0, man. Plain and simple.
No doubt. X, what we look like?
I got, 52-6. They'll get two left field goals. For some reason, these the type of team that be having these field goal kickers that be good. We gotta start looking into these teams. Like, we go take some portal kickers. Let's take one of these team kickers.
Yeah, snatch one of them guys from out of the league. He good from 62. They know they need him. They're like, shit, we don't get any points on the board. We got to have somebody who can boot this bitch. I don't see nothing happening with them boys either. Who is they? Matt Drinkall. I don't even know, bro. No disrespect to Coach Drinkall. Ugly again. You know what? I'm going to throw a field goal on there for us just for the funsies. 59-6. Something. I see a lot of touchdowns. I think our kickers going to get the rest in these first couple games, man. I just see us getting in there on pretty much every possession. Only reason I think some of these games are going to be, like I said, I think they could get worse if we decided to air it out. I just think we're going to keep running. We're going to keep bullying these boys. It's nothing here really to get in your way to stop that. And this gives you an opportunity to get that offensive line gelled together like you really want it to, with it bringing in more than likely, you're bringing in a first-year player for sure, second-year player with not that much experience. And then, you know, your center more than likely is going to be he's an older guy, elder guy, but he hadn't played a lot because of injury. So I think you want to get that stuff congealed. So we'll lean on just getting that work on the run game first, and then open up the pass as we go. All right. Oh, now we got some football. Now we talking. October 3rd. Fresh off of beating Central Michigan ass at home. We got to pack the bags again. Take our ass down country ass clips to South Carolina. Death Valley. Oh, man. They ain't announced the time yet, but we know it's going to be night. I don't think they gave the time on that one yet. But we know it's going to be night game. It's the first real test of the year. What we got, D-Rock?
All right. With this, I'm going to say, I'm going to say 31-14. I think it's going to be competitive early. Like I said, Clemson, they're going to be well coached. I think defensively, they're going to be decent. Offensively, they still got a question. I mean, they got a question mark at quarterback. They got a guy who hasn't really took any snaps. He was a five-star, but, like, they ain't really hyping him coming out. They ain't even ranked. I don't even think they even ranked. They was even ranked in the AP poll. So it's like, how good are they going to be? 8-4? I think they are going to struggle. But I think we're going there. I think it's going to be a little sluggish at first, because I think because it's Clemson, and, you know, it's going to be a little tough to go in there and, you know what I'm saying, and, like, just have to deal with that atmosphere, because they definitely got one of the better atmospheres in all of college football. So I would say, yeah, 31-14. I think it's close at halftime. Probably like 7-7 or you know what I'm saying? Something like that. Low scoring. And I think the second half is just like, we just impose our will and we just take over.
All right. Ain't bad for Death Valley. Go ahead, Ed.
38-10. Hey, they in the way, man. Get your ass out the way. Yeah. I wanted to be like 60-0, man, because Dabo.
We all want to
beat our ass. Yeah,
I like your point. I know some Clemson fans kind of ready to move on from Dabo, despite the success, because they feel like you're a little antiquated and don't want to get out the way of the new era of football. You know, you want to stay back doing it and dropping off little bags of money, not the big bags. I saw who's that Clemson addict dude, man. Shout out to that guy, man. He go hard for Clemson. Boy, you a lying son of a bitch. If you say I'm going to sit you and look me in the motherfucking face and tell me Clemson ain't pay no players, bitch. Man, listen, man. It's the name of the game. I don't get why fans lie about that shit. What do you get? Did Miami pay when we was at our peep back? Fucking right. And it wasn't nothing like what the money these kids getting in this day and age, or like even like the SEC money. You know, and they really hated us, so they stumped our fire out early. But, hey, I'm not going to sit here and lie about, it was all above. But fuck no, it ain't all above. Boy, it ain't supposed to be if you want to be a champion, you know, at that day and time. But, yeah, X, I like what you're saying, man. This is a game that I think everybody expects to be interesting, but you changed my mind, dog. Man, I think we're going in and shock the world and put the world on notice. And this one, they go, oh, shit. Like, all right, Miami real, real. Because there's still a lot of naysayers thinking this will be the game we drop, or it could be a real slugfest. But you done changed my mind, dog. I think we're going there and do something ignorant, man. I'm going crazy. Fuck it. I'm going crazy. Dude, I'm going crazy, bro. Man, put me down. Man, put me down for 56-16, man. I think we'll shake up the world. It's just going to be like, oh, shit. Man. He right, man. They bust our ass like that, D-Rock. They did us filthy, man. Man, old Al going to hang it up, man. Out there sweating in that shirt. I got them tie hanging around in there. He wanted to hang that tie at the top of the rafters and just jump. We got our ass stomped, man. I'll never forget that day because, you know, me and my dog, we used to take a shot every time we score. We're like, man, fuck it, man. Let's take a shot with Clemson school. We ain't never going to get no drinking us at this rate. And when I tell you I was fucked up by the time I left that place, it's the only way I cared that we didn't, you know, that we just got our ass beat like that.
It was a couple years ago, we was at the spot, and I was like, man, okay, everybody get a free shot with Miami school, man. And at the end of the day, I'm like, man, listen, man, just get him up for the free shots because we ain't school.
Y'all going stupid on that one, man. I think that's the one that's gonna really get all the media hype. And you know, we're gonna see the U is back and this, that, and other. Now it's gonna be for us to steady the ship. Don't eat the rat poison. Don't just, you know, think the season is won because you beat Clemson at home in Death Valley. Because I do agree, D-Rod, you made an excellent point. Clemson at his best is always predicated around the quarterback being, you know, that guy. And, you know, K.A. Klubnik was supposed to be that guy and never saw it, and it didn't really pan out last year. And then again, you're right. There's another one in line, but the hype ain't even there now. You don't hear nothing about that. And that's their bread and butter. So I think we get out there, rattle them up, get them out of the game, force some turnovers, and kind of suck the energy out of the stadium and come out. And yeah, like I said, we'll get a lot of hype after that one. So we just got to handle it after that. All right. So after the Clemson game, got a little bye week. And then little bruh pulling up. He coming to get his spanking. You know what I'm saying? Pause. We'll pause that one. It's at least pause, you know, eligible. It's pause eligible. We'll throw that one in.
Yeah, there. Yeah.
Yeah, little bruh. Oh, man. Little bruh done lost to Alabama. And them people going to beat the dog shit out of him, too. I'll say this about him before I get into mine. I do think there's absolutely some talent on that roster. There's zero depth. And that's where shit gets spooky. They have no depth at Florida State. So, B-Rod, they're pulling up. We, you know, we riding high off of beating Clemson ass. What's going on?
Listen, Mario is about to put Norvell out of his fucking misery.
That's the one. Okay. Nail in the coffin.
That's the one. I think Mario is going to look at it and think about last year's game and say, we kind of let our foot off the gas. This year, we ain't doing that. And we at home, I think it's going to be a massacre. I don't think it's going to be close. I think that shit is going to be something like 40. It's going to be in the 40s. I think it's going to be like 42-10, maybe 10. I say I give them 3 field goals, 42-9. I think it's going to be extremely hard for them to do anything offensively because that quarterback, regardless of what they say, he's not – we give Castellano shit, but the thing is, like, he was very athletic. He can make a lot of plays with his feet. He did it in the past, even when he was at Boston College. I think he had, like, 1,000 yards rushing and, you know, over 1,000 yards passing one of those years. And he was below average to average type quarterback. This guy, he done bounced around to like 4 different schools. You couldn't cut it at Stanford, couldn't cut it at Auburn, but you think you're gonna cut it at Florida State? I think it's gonna be ugly, man. I think Mario gonna say, man, fuck them people, cause he already don't like Mike anyway. So I think that shit gonna get nasty. I think this the one because they after our game, they got a bye week. They got a bye week. So I think that's when he probably gonna get his walking papers. I think he get his walking papers.
They gonna need it. Yeah, you bring an excellent point again, man. Mike has done a god awful job at getting any kind of quarterback there. It's just been trash after trash after trash. After Jordan Travis, it has been just nothingness. Like they just rolling out people that you like, who? And they best guy transferred out and went to be nobody too. Luke Cromahawk. Shout out Savannah, represent, man. He went to Mississippi State and ain't never heard him again.
Shouldn't they be thanking Willie Taggart for
Jordan? Yeah, that's true. I seen them boy blaming Willie the other day. I'm talking about like 3 days ago, I seen them blaming Willie. I said, man, you see?
Just for that. Just for blaming Willie, man. 48-0. I don't know. That's it. Just for blaming Willie. Y'all ain't finna blame Willie.
Yeah, Willie y'all got gone. Hey, come on, man.
Get gone.
Willie? Yeah, this is sad fan base. They had a few brave souls step out and try to say, man, we gonna win 8 games this year. And we beat Miami ass. If you don't believe it, I hear the tremble in your voice.
That shit sound like us without goals. Boy, we gonna win.
And the worst shit about it, at least when it came to them, like a lot of them games, we was right there. You're like, damn, man, they got us again. I'm with y'all. I think this is stomp down. I think this is his exit. I don't even know if Ashton is gonna be the quarterback by then. I think he's not very good, point blank, period. And I think they're gonna just try something. And it's only gonna get worse from there.
FSU, the FSU team gonna give up on Mike, and they just gonna for one, we gonna kick their ass regardless. But yeah, they just gonna let us do what we want to do because they gonna give up on them in that game.
That's the goal.
Like, yeah, man, we already heard. He probably trying to get let go. So yeah, man, let's just make it worth the while. Yeah. Go ahead and be that.
Yeah. Shout out Deuce Robinson. You a real one for hanging around, man. I do salute your loyalty. You know, I hope it don't bite you in the ass. You know, everybody still got you in the first. So I understand kind of why you stuck around. But, man, you could have went somewhere and won, dog. So I do salute you for staying down and sticking around for this foolishness. It's going to be another ugly year. Florida State fans, the number is 988. You can call or text that number. If you just, you know, don't go over the edge with it, man. Just stay right here with us. It's just football. And one day y'all will be better. One day y'all be better at football again, but it ain't gonna be this day. It's Miami. I'm with you, D-Rod. We let up. We let up, man. And we're coming off that little break. Miami, I guess averaging like 40 this year. Miami 42. Florida State 6. 42-6. Embarrassing enough. That should be the end for Norvell. And like you said, they got that bye after that. Then you just limp into the rest of the last, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 or so games of the year. You know, you get out of there, you may get an inspiring win against somebody with some backup coach that's going to be let go as soon as the new regime come in. And the fans are going to be like, we should have been the coach the whole time. You know, we've been here. I know this story, dog. It's a sad tale told over and over and over again. But shit is bad, and it's going to remain bad, and we whooping ass. Next, after that, we back at the crib again for Pittsburgh. That's where the quarterback we try to steal, according to Pat Narduzzi. He told a doozy. I got you. He told a doozy, all right. Oh, that boy, man, Captain Cap. Nah, I didn't buy that from the giddy up. As soon as I heard that, I was like, nah, I don't think that's what we would have done. Even though that's being transfer portal guys, we always go for heavy experience. So that didn't even add up to begin with. So, and you know, first year guy, you got to see what he could do 2 years later. I do think he got some good, but again, I got to see it again. And I don't think Pitt's usually problematic for us. So I will say that they are a team that can be, but more so when we go play them on the road. So what you thinking, D-Rock?
I think Mario owed Pitt an ass whooping too. They making up these lies and all this other type of shit. Yeah, and then like in our dudes, he just happy to be there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think we're gonna smoke their ass again. This time I think it's probably gonna be a little bit worse. I don't know how good they got. I really didn't pay attention because they lost quite a bit in the portal because they lost that linebacker that went to Texas. I know they lost the running back. I thought he was coming back, but I haven't seen nothing else. I don't know what they've upgraded really. So, and usually the Pitt is usually like a sleeper team. They say, you know, they'll get you 8 or 9 wins, but I didn't see that this year. I haven't really heard them talk about it. I just heard mostly like SMU, Louisville, you know what I'm saying? Like shit like that. I ain't really heard nothing on Pittsburgh. So I got us 38-13.
All right. What's got it? 38-7. Like I say, typically problematic at Pittsburgh, but I don't see it in Miami this year. Playmakers are gone. They don't even, you know, they usually got like that running back that spook you a little bit. You don't really have that guy on the roster this year. Just attrition to the portal, losing, you know, they had a hell of a linebacker core last year. He lost, you know, the best one or one of the best ones, went on out to Texas, like you were saying. Usually a tough team. pretty well coached guys. Usually have a pretty good quarterback back there as well. Defense is usually fairly stout, and I think that's going to be kind of their bread and butter this year. But I don't think it'll be enough. I think we play this one just a little sluggish maybe because it's just kind of bound to happen in one of the games throughout the season. I still think we win pretty handily, though. Give me Miami 31, Pitt 17. I think it starts a game in the first half, and then I think, all right, let's wake up, let's put them to bed, and then we finish them off. So following that, then you go – this one is pissing me off because I've been hearing a lot of people call this that trap game. Man, we beyond this kind of trap game, in my humble opinion. But, like, come on. Like, UNC, all right, I get it. We got to go to Chapel Hill. I tell people all the time, I actually think they got the record on us right now, like by a game, maybe two. Ever since Ricky, fuck you, Ricky. You still ain't made right by that shit. Ever since you cussed them boys out, man, they been whooping our ass over. Boy, look, the football guys do not like ugly. It took me one day to realize that shit. I was like, you know what? Ever since Ricky cut them people out, they have been. They used to be problematic before, but like they've been whooping our ass. But I think this program is down bad under Belichick. What you got, D-Rock?
Oh, boy. I think this shit gonna be ugly, man. I don't think they're very good. I don't think they're going to be good again. Your quarterback, you got from Wisconsin, I think it was. Somebody who, this is like his third or fourth school. He was at Maryland. Then he went to Wisconsin. And now he at North Carolina. Yeah, man, I don't think they're going to be really that good. I don't think they're going to be even up. I don't see six wins. I might not see five wins. I think they're going to come. We're going to go in time. I will say this, though, by being Bill Belichick, he is going to have a defensive game plan. So I will give him that. But I think outside of that, like, I don't see it. You lost some of your best players to NC State. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. your running back, your top running back. You know what I'm saying? Oh, Bullet from Chaminade, gone. You know what I'm saying? It's another kid, gone. And you ain't really bringing – I mean, you brought in a bunch of guys, but that's it. They're just a bunch of guys. There's no threat. And usually they always have like a decent running back room. You know what I'm saying? That always gave us problems. For sure. But I don't see that this year. I don't see that. There's nothing that I fear them offensively or nothing. So yeah, it's gonna get ugly. I see maybe 10 points. And they get like a late fourth quarter touchdown because like we're resting starters. But I'm gonna say 38. I'll say 38-10.
Okay. What you got there, X?
48-7. Good God. You ain't got nothing but a bunch of freshmen, man. That's not going to work, man. Y'all in the way, man. Move next opponent.
Next opponent. I still think it's a good team. I think I never liked the idea of Bill Belichick at UNC. I don't think he's a college guy. I don't, you know, he's too old to be in the NFL as long as he was. It's hard to go to college and give a shit to recruit the kids, especially when you Bill Belichick, because you just figure that's all I got to say. But, I mean, that's cool, but these kids want to be courted, man, just like everybody else, and he's just not getting it done. He's not getting it done at all. That shit didn't get them the boost in the arm that they thought it would at all. It was like, oh, Bill Belichick going to UNC. How did recruiting improve? How did they get better? And in all honesty, it hasn't gotten much better at all. I don't think it's a good team at all. I think we owe them an ass whooping. Been a while. So, yeah, I'm going to go 48-10. I mean, it got a decent – the Jordan Ship kid, pretty big outside receiver. I think he's pretty solid. And then the Demon June, I don't know. If you name your kid D-E-M-O-N, then they just going to get called Demon. So, I mean, if it's Demon, you should have spelled it different. So Demon June, you know, he on the dope walker list. But it still don't be like what you said, D-Rod. I usually got like a stable. They usually too nice You got to worry about a little punch from either one of them. So, yeah, I think it's a real bad team, and I think this is probably going to be an early end to the Bill Belichick era. I think he's not very interested in this level of football coaching like this, and they're going to be like, yeah, we fucked up. So I think they're going to try to move on. All right. Next up on the schedule. Oh, boy. Game of the year. That's going to be a loaded weekend, period, man. November 7th, we go out to Hillbilly Town, South Bend, Indiana. There's nothing there. So if y'all going for the road trip, you know, go out, support. I respect it. I ain't want to do them numbers. I ain't going to lie to you. I really want to go to that game. But I was like, yeah, they talking numbers. I can't. It's because, you know what make it bad for a team like that? Is this city so trash, it's hard to justify. Because there's nothing else to do. And you go to Miami, man, you make a whole week out of it. At least a weekend. I have people from Indiana tell me, bro, nothing in South Bend, like, there's nothing to do. So you got to go there just to catch the game. And he's like, damn, that shit ran me a little number just to go see this football game. I really would like to go. I pretty much done took it off the table, but you never know. Some weird shit could happen, but I was like, I don't think I'm going to try to cough up that kind of money, man. But, yeah.
Yeah, don't do it, boy.
Notre Dame. Yeah, they stupid. They stupid. I'm like, man. I paid a lot last year to go to that game. I think I paid, for me and the old lady, I want to say, probably after fees and all, about five. And that was in the 300 section. Good view.
That was a piece off of both?
For both. About five altogether. Okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah. About two. But, I mean, we talking, you know, Miami tickets don't be that high. This was like way up at the top, bro. I wasn't that far from the back. It was like 12 rows behind me. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. They five a piece right now. I'm like, shit.
I'm about to say, what, 80?
A grip? Ooh, shit. I'm like, I don't know, man. That's a lot of money. I would love it just because I want to go and win in that stadium and then experience it in that stadium. I don't like them. And it's fun to have, like, this rivalry kind of reignited as of late, especially with both teams being regarded as good football teams. So, D-Ross, first one, I think you got to put your thinking cap on, take your fan shades off a little bit.
I am.
What you thinking, man?
To be honest, I think this is where we catch our first L. I just think that after what happened last year, a part of me says, yeah, refs gonna turn a blind eye to some shit. And I think they also gonna kind of, you know what I'm saying? Like, kind of fuck us over. So I think we're gonna catch our first L against Notre Dame. I can see it being like, I'm gonna say 24-20. I'm gonna say 24-20.
Okay.
I do think that they're gonna be good defensively. Offensively, I think they're gonna be okay. I think they're gonna be straight. The running game probably is not gonna be as potent because they don't have Jeremiah Love. They don't have Jadarian Prince. I gotta see what the wide receivers do. Yeah, I gotta see what the wide receivers do. They got the two guys from Ohio State, two 5-star guys. But from what I was reading somewhere, that it really wasn't like they're really not. One of them is hurt, and the other one really ain't doing what they thought. So I don't know how that's going to turn out. But defensively, like I said, Leonard Moore, they got a good secondary. Like I'm not gonna lie about that. So I think we're gonna take our first L. I think we're gonna take our first L I think it's gonna be a game with a bunch of penalties that's gonna go against us, and I think it's gonna be one of them. It's like, yo, what the hell. You know what I'm saying? That's what I think. I think it's going to be like 24-20. If we win that game, I will gladly come over here and be like, yo, I was wrong as hell. But I think it's going to be 24-20 Notre Dame, because I see it as this. It's closer and closer to when the college football playoff is. I think Notre Dame they're probably going to go undefeated, bro. I don't see nobody beating them on it. They schedule soft. So I don't think they even can afford to even take maybe two losses, because outside if you beat, if you lose to BYU, you got BYU, SMU, in Miami. If you lose two of those games, you're done for them because their schedule's so soft.
Hey man, no, we ain't listen, I don't see this ain't the show to be giving them fuck niggas no goddamn props, man. We not doing that.
But I'm being real though. Hold on, but I'm being real. You asked me, and I'm telling you, like, I took my fan shades off.
Remember last year?
So I just feel.
Gave us Louisville, and we did lose Louisville. I didn't give us SMU.
Yeah. I don't think we're going to lose because we just played poorly offensively or anything like that. I think we're going to lose because of penalties. I think it's going to be a lot of shit that's going. I was like, yo, what the fuck was that? No, that wasn't no penalty. I think it's gonna be some shit, bro. I just feel it. And like I said again, it's gonna be too close to the college football playoff. Right now, Notre Dame is ahead of us. They're going to keep them ahead of us this whole fucking time until this game. And if we beat them, then that's when it's gonna flip. But if they beat us, everything's gonna feel justified in their eyes. So that's what I feel.
Oh, man, call it. What you got, man?
Fuck them Irish calculus, man. It's 31-17 Miami, man. I ain't got nothing good to say about them cowards. I'm hurt because my homeboy, Worm over there, man, and he coached with them now, man. But fuck the Irish, man.
That's business.
They on the shit list. Yeah, it's
yeah, that's business.
31-17, man. Yeah,
good luck to all them South Florida kids going out there. Whatever, cool. Best of luck. Hope y'all have great careers. But yeah, fuck y'all. As an organization, not as individuals. I got nothing against none of y'all as individuals, but as an organization, staff, record label, and as a motherfucking crew, fuck Notre Dame. I don't like you. It's Jeremiah, no love. I told that man that game last year. I said he's not that good. Yeah. He ain't do shit. And just like every other game, Jeremiah, no love, didn't do shit. I seen one little flash in the preseason. Whoop you fucking do. He got to show me. He got to show me when it really count. And he gone. So we'll see. I don't think the weapons are going to be there quite as much. I think CJ Carr is going to have a good year. I think they will have, you know, some good numbers for sure. Because I'm with you, the schedule soft, but D-Rod, I want to give us this L, but I just can't. There's no reason to. Only because I know how hard it is to go undefeated. But Indiana did it last year, so he'd be done. And they ain't really have a bunch of tough-ass games either. They just had to win the tough ones like they did against Ohio State. So I'm going to go Miami to win real ugly. I agree with you. I think it's going to be an ugly game. I think we're going to catch a few too many penalties. I think we overcome that. And we win a game. 27-21, Miami wins the game. In a great way, you know, in a great way, man. Just a dramatic, classic win. We haven't won down there since, like, what, 82 or some shit like that? I don't remember exactly. But we haven't had any luck in South Bend. So, you know, that's the other reason I kind of like it now because, you know, streaks are made to be broken. And at some point, we got to break this streak, and I think this team will be good enough to do so. And I really think we want that number one seed. And it'll come down to that. That game is going to be so pivotal for both teams, I believe, because I think our schedule will be kind of looked at as weak or soft as well, depending on if a couple of these teams have a somewhat surprising season, but I can't really imagine it with just the slate we got right now. Unless Clemson goes on to have like a nice strong year, win 9-10 games. Maybe who else we got that might, I can see maybe Pitt having a solid year, and Virginia Tech. I can see maybe it's kind of tough though, cause he got to get his guys in. So I think that'll be hard to pull off. So I think that game means the world to both of us. All right. Next week after that though, we get to Duke, the Cuban Bowl, the Cafecito Bowl, former coach, Manny Diaz. D-Rod, go ahead, let's do it.
Man, fuck Manny Diaz. I keep telling y'all. He's gonna be a little mad because we took his quarterback and all that shit, but we finna run through that shit. I can see that, you know, we all know Mario don't like Manny either. From the depths of his soul, he don't like Manny. I'm going to say 45-14.
All right. Hey, what you got?
Damn, now you feeling my steelo, yeah.
That's literally the score I had in my head.
Yeah, I'm about to say,
we all agree, 45-14. Let's lock it in. That is exactly the score I had in my head. No bullshit. Yeah, 45-14.
Honorary Measy pick. Measy going to say 27-24.
Mm-hmm. Telling you, dog. Manny going to be feeling away. That shit ain't going to matter, man. They had to go get a quarterback out of Office Depot, man. They get shit like shit, and we, you know, we made it real wicked for them. You can be mad all you want to, but you got to have the talent. You know, I hear people say, I ain't scared of you. The wise man once told me, fear is not a prerequisite for an ass whooping. You could be the bravest motherfucker to get knocked out every day of the week. I think it's ugly. I don't think they got the talent, especially losing Mensah. Mensah is the only reason they won the games they did win last year, and they lost a lot of games. You know, they won the ACC because of our dumbass league. But everybody knows who was leaps and bounds better than them. I think we go out there and prove why Mensah left, and you'd be like, hey, coach, you see why I had to get the fuck on out of here. Cut their ass something, yeah, something real nasty and get up out of there. Give me No. Yeah, we agree. Yeah,
45-14. Yeah, we all agree.
45-14. Yeah, we agree, 45-14. Oh, I know what I was gonna say real quick. Yeah, before we move on. That will help introduce the next Florida State coach, Manny Diaz. Congratulations, Seminole.
Yeah.
Y'all boys say, hey, you know what I heard? They say, he can recruit. I said, oh, shit, and win.
Oh, shit. Recruit who? Shit.
We couldn't get a linebacker. He was the linebacker coach to save our life. We couldn't
get a linebacker. What?
I think they going back off of the COVID year when he got LT James and Cam and those guys.
The COVID year,
which
yeah, but
I give him that. Yeah, if he recruited good, but still, James was going to be a king. Cam was going to be a king. They did a good job with LT. I'm gonna give him that.
Yeah, but I do think COVID helped us if we be in keeping it a beat.
Well, yeah.
I'm going to say this, right? Like I said, I don't give Manny too much of shit because of how pissed off, like, all the behind-the-scenes shit I was hearing about him from a couple former coaches I know. But I will say this. I will say the turnover chain, I kind of missed that. I ain't going to lie. I think the turnover chain would have been great right about now. And I will say this. He actually, even when he went, he was one of the first ones that hopped in that portal when we was called the Portal Boys. Yeah. And he actually made some good. He had some good finds.
Way worse without that.
I think the best thing that he did was Jalen Phillips. Like, I think that was amazing because when we seen that picture of him, he was literally like 170, and like we was like, yeah, he's never gonna play here at Miami. I don't know why we even. And then next thing you know, look at him. You know what I'm saying? So he did. He did the thing with that.
Recruiting as much as that's taking a shot when you ain't got what you know. What I mean?
I think they saw some. Yeah, I think they saw something in it because he was medically retired. But I think they saw something in him. Like, you know what? I think we can do this, and that's, because that's nobody else gave him a shot.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So that was because if Ohio State wanted Jalen Phillips, does he still go to Miami? I don't know. It worked out beautiful. God bless.
Yeah, him. Yeah. So I was happy when he got. Yeah, I was happy when he got Bubba Bolden.
I think the best thing he did was I mean Jalen Phillips obviously when he got here then they transformed him. But the best thing that Manny ever did was Derrick King. He started the NIL world with Derrick King. And that season, I mean, we was pretty good. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, we could have been better, but we was like 8-2 or something like that, 9-something.
COVID year, we was 8-2.
Yeah. So
I hate to say it, but we probably would have won 10 games that year because you had Central Michigan. And then I think you had Georgia Tech when Georgia Tech was like super like God all like
we
probably would have won 10 games that year.
Yeah,
we didn't play those two games. Season,
right? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, you know.
So I think he would have won 10 games, and that would have I don't think we would have been in the bowl game we were in. I think we've been in a better bowl game. I think we probably would have got one of those in New York Six bowls because of, you know, 10 wins, and you know what I'm saying? Like the measure that put they took 10 wins, and if you won 10 games, that kind of was like a guarantee you were going to get one of those. If it wasn't the playoff, the 14 playoff. Yeah, we would have went to the AC championship. Again, we would have played Clemson again. I don't know how that would have turned out because we really didn't fare well the first time. So I don't know. I don't know if we win it, but we definitely would have went. And you know, I will say that. Yeah. But outside of that, fuck them. We finna spank that ass. And that's just what it is.
I bring it to y'all, Florida State fans, gently. He's not a great recruiter, guys. He'll make a way out of nowhere. He's not a great recruiter. Y'all gonna go from maybe the worst recruiter in Florida State history to the second worst. I mean, which the bar's in hell. So
y'all think y'all got it hard in South Florida. Now wait till y'all hire him, boy.
Yeah. He ain't got no love down the block. So y'all better work North Florida, South Georgia like a motherfucker. He ain't got the chops, man. Y'all gonna get another bad coach, and that's what y'all wishing for at this point. So this misery continues. It look a little different, but the misery continues. All right, let's get on to the next game. James Franklin will be bringing the Virginia Tech Hokies on down. This is a team that some people think could be a bit of a shocker, a bit better. I doubt it. It's year one. I think James brings some talent, but I think they're really young. What do you think, D-Rock?
I'm going to be honest. I think this is going to be our I think this might be our toughest. I think this might be our not saying the toughest game. It's where it's like as far as trenches for trenches. But I think when it comes to this game, I think it's probably gonna be our closest game. I think James Franklin is. I like what he did in the portal and what he recruited. He got a lot of those guys from Penn State that, you know what I'm saying, a lot of those highly ranked guys from Penn State to come there for the, as far as recruits. And then he grabbed a couple guys, and then he got his quarterback that he had, which was actually a quarterback who I thought like we should probably give a shot at because he was actually a decent – he actually played pretty decent for him. I think that they're going to be better than a lot of people are going to give James Franklin credit for. I can see them winning probably like seven games. I can see them seven games depending on, you know what I'm saying, like a couple things. But I think this is going to be our closest game, and we have to go to Blacksburg or they come to us?
They come to us.
Okay. I'm going to say 34-21. Well, about 34-20. I'm going to say 34-24. I'm going to say 34-24. Okay. That's what I'm going to say. I think it's going to be our closest game that we have because, like I said, we always – I mean, we've had some blowouts on both sides, but I think that this is more like the rivalry inside of the – you know what I'm saying – outside of Florida State, I think this is probably like one of the rock because we go back to the Big East days with them.
I think that's gonna come.
I think that element of it is going to come back where it's like Virginia Tech is gonna be that tough team for us again outside of Florida State that we play like almost every year because that's our annual. So yeah, that's what I think.
I got them bringing back relevance to the conference in all honesty, outside of us before Florida State. And even I think he can swing this around before Clemson. But we'll see. What you got, X?
35-17, man. Y'all in the way. Let's get out of the way. Next opponent.
All right, 35-17. I'm gonna go kind of in the same vein as D-Raw. I think this is gonna get their fan base excited. You know, they're gonna be hailing James Franklin, the next guy. And I do think he's a good talent guy. I've always said he just never got the big games done. So I do think he will get this thing together in about 3 years. I think this game might be our closest game and interested in that. But from what we predicting, the closest game is, you know, I still got about two tutties. So give me, I'm going to go 35-21.
Thank you, Florida State, for not making that call, man.
Listen.
That's the dumbest fan base.
Spookier. Yeah.
Because he even said he was waiting. He said he was waiting to see what they were going to do before he, you know what I'm saying, like basically took the Virginia Tech job to see if there was any other option, and they decided to keep Mike Norvell. Man, that was the dumbest. Look here.
Money, man.
I would have owed a little debt if I would have been able to get James Franklin.
Money is a man.
If he was with James Franklin.
Go ahead. Go ahead. I'll let you finish point.
No, I'm about to say, if James Franklin would have took that Florida State job, I would say they're guaranteed at least 8 wins. Because he would have brought in talent, and I think he would have got 8 wins, because I think he would have attracted a lot better players. Well, he would have attracted a lot of better players than what Mike Norvell is bringing in now. And I could see them winning 8 games that first year if he would have been that coach easily.
I agree, right? This is the problem. Miami, money is a major issue. And that's what's haunting them for a long time now. At a point, you keep making bad hire after bad hire after bad hire. And people ain't going to keep throwing their money behind that shit. So they making them suffer with him. I do think this is finally the end. But it's just, again, he ain't going to just keep giving you the money. You keep telling me you got the coach, and then we give him an extension and pay him this, that, and other. And then you come right back to me 18 months later. Hey, you think you get us some money up to fire this dude? You just told me to hire you. Now you 18 months later, you want me to fight? Nah, bro. Like, nah, I'm not going to keep giving y'all my money for this shit. Suffer a little bit. So, I do agree, but I just think their hands was tied. I don't think they could do shit. This is just nobody was willing to fork out the money. I guarantee you some big boys over there at Florida State got on the horn trying to get some money up Frank. I know they did. I'm sure they did, but it was just who's going to answer?
I'm going to tell you though, Larry, but see, that kind of – what you're, I hear what you're saying. But see, it kind of looks bad for them, because if you're saying money is the problem, they just said FSU just announced a couple of days ago. I don't know if you've seen it, that this fiscal year, or whatever that just ended, they got more than $106 million in pledges and $86 million in cash contributions. That's an all-time record. So you can't tell me that they wouldn't have. It was this fiscal year, like this up until, I think, what, August, I think it is? Yeah, because I think it goes, you know what I'm saying, up until, August is when that new fiscal year starts for what they have for this year. But they got the contributions. So if you got over $186 million, you trying to tell me that y'all couldn't say, you know what, we're going to have to take this money L, and we're going to have to hire this guy. And he's going to bring, you know what I'm saying, he's going to bring us back to respectability, because that's what James Franklin would have did. So it's kind of like, or I could be wrong. They could have raised this money and said, hey, if he shits the bed, go ahead and pay that buyout. And we go ahead and, you know what I'm saying? Because it kind of lowered, I think, to 40 something million. Yeah. Go ahead and pay that buyout.
Yeah, because when you say these numbers, I also got to know where it all got to go to, right? Because they went in debt for the stadium, which is, you know, that ain't too crazy to upgrade that piece of shit. Thank God. I hope y'all bathrooms is a lot better. Motherfucker got troughs out there. That shit disgusting, bro. What in the fuck? Why am I pissing next to another man in a trough? This is ridiculous. You know, it depends on what the money got to be allocated. So I will say, yeah, even if they raise all that money, I think it has to boil down to how can we do this smartly? And James going to cost you some bread. So you got to also... You got to fire and hire out of the same pool and get a little sticky. That's what I would, because otherwise, I mean, if they just ain't called, they didn't try to do nothing, well, good for them. Fucking, I'm glad it happened that way. Last game. We quick on this one, man. I want to get to a couple of superlatives before we get out of here. Boston College, not a good team. What you got, D-Rob? We took their best player.
Bill O'Brien's probably going to be gone. Bill O'Brien's probably going to be gone.
We at home.
They don't got nothing to play for. I would say 58-0. That's it.
God damn it, man.
I see no points neither.
And this is a joke. and this is a joke. Don't take this seriously. I think we're gonna have another one of those Mike Rump, Ed Reed games where we catch the interception at the end of
Holy shit.
That was a nightmare.
Niggas gonna riot if that shit happens. If it's a game like that, boy.
As long as we win. But yeah, that was spooky, boy.
Boy, that thing was hell, boy.
What in the fuck?
We were like, well, we going to the national championship, but then we like, oh shit, these motherfuckers driving down the field.
Tear our whole season up. Are you kidding me?
Oh man, but yeah, no, I think it'd be like 45-3. They don't got much. They, like D-Rob said, they coach gonna most likely be gone. So that just be auctioning for the next coach and stuff like that, and auctioning for the next team that they probably gonna be leaving to go to. So we finished strong and we head to that, you know what I'm saying? Stay in the way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they gotta pack it up. I'm gonna go with the same kind of vibes, man. I think they're packing things up, they'll be up out of there. I got it 48-0. We go ahead and get them out of there. Team's already beat. Not much more they got left to even play for. They don't have depth to be healthy that time of the year. Ball game. So, real quick, we're going to do a couple of superlatives because X got to get out here in a few minutes. Let's do breakout player of the year on offense. D-Rod, who you got?
Breakout player of the year on offense, I'm going to say Josh Moore.
All right. Hey.
Yeah, man, he even took my dog. I'm going with Jordan Lyles till they sit him down.
Man, we gonna sit Jordan Lyles for them for three games.
Nah, he playing right now.
Yeah, and then he going crazy from last nine. They playing him right now.
He playing. He listen.
I would suspend them for the look against them first two. And then all right, now you back. I mean,
but they still waiting for the half. See what the police do. They still waiting to see what the police department do.
Right.
I think them charges get dropped. I think they get dropped, and they say, "Man, listen, just stay as on campus or something." But,
yeah, I'm gonna go. I got X. I'm gonna go Elijah Lofton. I think this year.
Oh yeah.
He's a little lighter, healthier. I think he could have like a 500-yard season this year. So give me Elijah Lofton to be breakout player of the year on offense after kind of rough year last year. All right, breakout player of the year on defense, D-Rob.
Give me Lightfoot. Give me Lightfoot.
God damn it, D-Rob.
Who you first next time, Ed? I'm gonna let him first up next time.
Nah, you can let him go first. God damn, okay. So breakout player on defense. I'm gonna say Chase Smith. I'm gonna go with my dog, Chase Smith.
Okay. I like that one. I had two in mind myself because I had Lightfoot, but I had a feeling he was gonna pop up. So I'm actually gonna go Armando Blunt. I think he's done a lot to kind of really solidify that spot. I think you're going to surprise us. I think you're going to see why he was a five-star. You know, there's been kind of a lot of chat about maybe she could kick inside, but they haven't done it yet. And if they ain't done it yet, I think that means he's the real deal at end. And so I expect him to have a breakout year this year, make a name for himself nationally. Let's see. Fresh another year on offense.
Go ahead,
X. Yeah, I forgot. Yeah,
I mean, we can't say Cantwell. So I'm going to go with Wingles. Mars Wingle.
Okay. All right. We got D-Rob.
I'm going to go one of the freshman tight ends. I'm going to go – I don't know which one is going to get more PT. I'm going to go Mueller.
Okay.
I'm going to go Mueller.
I like that pick. I will go offensive line. I'm going to go – since we can't go Cantwell, I'll go Ben Cogden. I think – Ben got a lot of buzz. I think he got a chance at locking down a starting spot at that right guard as the season goes on. And I think, you know, honestly, I really might, you know, next year we may see Buchanan at center. Well, I think he could really flourish there too. So I'm worried about Rodriguez's health. So he may, you know, he hasn't been able to be healthy yet. We may see him shake up a little earlier. All right, so let's go same thing, defense. You go first, D-Rob.
On defense, freshman. I'm going. Oh man. I'm gonna go. Oh gosh, man.
This the easiest one. I think.
Yeah. Nah. No. X. Go ahead and go. Cause I can't. I can't think right now.
The obvious is JJ. JJ gonna get it, man.
JJ Dunnigan.
Either one gonna play. The only other name I will put out there will be Stencil, the D tackle Stencil. Was it Keyshawn?
Keyshawn Stencil.
That's what I'm gonna go. And the reason why, because y'all remember I was super high on Stencil. I was always high on him, and I think that he can Once it's Moten Scott and Keona Davis, who I think is probably going to play outside and inside, I think that's where Stencil will possibly get some PT. I'm gonna go Stencil. I'm gonna go Stencil.
All right, I would go JJ. That was kind of the obvious one for me, but I'm gonna go. I put it out there as a prediction. Camden Portis. I think Cam gonna find a role as a backup nickel and get some opportunities there. A lot of snaps for a freshman is what I'll say. And I think we're going to be in a lot of blowout games. I think you're going to see a lot of Camden Portis. So give me Camden as my freshman of the year. And last two real quick before we get out of here, MVP on offense. D-Rock.
MVP on offense, Darian Mensa. I'm going to go Mensa.
X, what you got?
I'm going with the little dude from the crib, man, Maddie.
Hometown hero. I'm gonna go hometown hero on that one too. I'm gonna go Mally, man. I think Mally gonna have a hell of a year. And then MVP on defense. X.
MVP on defense. I think it's gonna be Lightfoot.
Okay. All right, D-Rob. Hmm.
I'm going to go Justin Scott.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
I'm going to go Justin Scott.
I'm going to go as interior defensive line mate. I'm going to go Moten, man. I think Moten going like shoot up even further up the drive. Boy, I think he's going to be a real disruptor this year. So give me Ahmad Moten, causing a lot of havoc. You know, hell, if it's him or Scott, either way, that shows you we got a lot of confidence in the middle of that D-line. I see it going that way, man. All right, well, that just about does it. I know X got to slide up out of here. And, you know, season right around the corner, so we'll be right back, man. We'll be right back with you.
I got something funny before we go. It's only going to be real quick. That's not how I go. So I was listening to a Florida State space, right? That was my first mistake. And I heard somebody said, I don't think Malachi gonna be that good this year. I think the ACC they plan it for him, but they think Barkate is gonna have a fantastic year. Hey man, yeah. I exited so fast. I just left it alone, bro.
That was backing up and going to that. He don't think people plan for Malachi. They shifted their best corner onto Malachi in the first game against Notre Dame. People plan for him all the time. That's part of the reason we got more weapons because they plan for him every game. So yeah, you're right. First and last mistake was messing around them folks.
I'm gonna fuck y'all boys. That's what I felt like saying. Hey, I'm gonna fuck with y'all.
Y'all damn, yeah, I'm gonna fuck with y'all boys. Hey, this been out the mud, man. Kobe 84.
Oh man. Fuck out, man. Hey, appreciate
y'all pulling up, man. It's been another episode of 26 Degrees. We'll be right back up at you. Peace.
Peace, peace, peace.
Peace.
We gonna let the band deal with this.
It's 26 degrees.